No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here, and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals, and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control, and the dunk! Oh, my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to. But you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
In the studio with Yancey and Chuck, and ready on this September 1st. I hope everyone had a great dove hunting day, and you're now ready to get in and enjoy a little discussion on Ole Miss Athletics here on the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. And we get going after a 63-7 win over Georgia State. And what we will get into on today's program will be a good lengthy discussion with Harry about that, and then moving into the Kentucky game with our analyst on the Ole Miss Radio Network, Harry Harrison. And from the Kentucky side, in the next segment, we'll get with Kentucky Sports Radio's Nick Roush, and we'll find out more about the Cats. I'm sure you went dove hunting today,
yeah,
didn't you? Huh?
I love to eat dove, but I'm just not much on going dove. Out there.
Dove.
I love dove too. Not as much as dove, but it's too hot. If I'm a hunter, I'm not going out in the heat.
All right, we discussed our thoughts, and I know there's more coming up in our text messages because we've got a lot of questions about the running back room and our offensive line and this and that. And then you do have some five thoughts, but let me start here. Chuck, overall impressions, game one.
Well, 63-7, I mean, well, it's hard to complain too much. Now, I know they were Georgia State was outmatched, overmatched, mismatched, whatever you want to call it. But still, you have to go out there and do it. And I thought we went out there and did it. 700 yards of offense, hold them to 260 yards. That's a winning combination. You know, there are things to improve on, obviously, but pretty good start, I thought.
Yeah, I thought, you know, defensively, I didn't know Ole Miss was that fast. That's what really kind of stood out to me. You know, added two really, really fast transfer linebackers, some really quick transfer defensive backs. Just seeing the puzzle put together defensively, the speed really stood out to me. Offensively, I thought Simmons, you know, he made a couple rush decisions and a little bit of shaky start, if you want to call it that. But, man, he really came on, and just that arm talent jumps off the page. He's going to be special. And then, you know, in the five thoughts, man, we're all hoping that maybe the offensive line would not be as bad as what everybody was reporting during the preseason. And I don't know if it was quite that bad, but you know, it wasn't up to SEC level. We'll say that.
Before we get to the five thoughts, I'll tell you about First South Farm Credit. They specialize financing and structured in all types of land loans. Whether you're looking to refinance a large tract, purchase land for recreational use, or investing for future use, it is First South. They can help. First South Farm Credit. com. Now to the five things from Yancey Outback Steakhouse, and our friend Steve Grantham brings these to you.
Yeah, first thought of the day. One thing I've learned when any team plays a soft opponent in the opening game is that the fans are way too critical in our viewpoints, because you think the offense should score on every play and the defense should get a sack on every play. If they don't, it means we have problems. I'm a victim of this as well, but after rewatching the game Saturday, I came away with a different viewpoint. Yes, Ole Miss has some jitters and a few missed assignments, but overall, I thought they played pretty well. Thought number two, while jotting down some notes on both sides of the ball, the first thing that came to my mind when watching Ole Miss's defense is speed. This Ole Miss defense is fast. The secondary was also much better than I anticipated. Third thought of the day, offensively, Simmons sped himself up at times when it was not needed, but man, the arm talent is so much fun to watch. He made several pro throws out there on the football field Saturday night. He's just going to keep getting better and better. Thought number four, special teams is rarely spoken about unless a bad mistake has happened, but I thought they played as well as a group can play that's all playing really for the first time. What's impressive about that feat is that you have a new holder, kicker, and punter. Kudos to the unit as a whole. And the last thought of the day, I know this is going to sound like a broken record, but the only negative to me for the game was the overall play from the offensive line. Last season was more of a blip, as I thought the offensive line played really solid for the first 4 years of Lane's tenure. I hope this is now not becoming a trend. The good news is that several of the bad plays from the offensive line wasn't a physical issue. It was missed assignments and delayed blitzes, which seemed to confuse a couple of the offensive linemen. I think next week they'll get some of that sorted out.
9 Outback Steakhouse locations in Mississippi and Tennessee for our friends, owned by Mr. Grantham. All right, so we are up against and ready to go, and we will have your text messages at 426-1093. Other things coming through. We'll get to those, your injury report, and a full look at what's coming up this week in Lexington. Next up, Kentucky Sports Radio's Nick Roush joins us.
Can I tell her what you did? Do you really want to know what you did? She pulled my shoes on. That's what you did to me. She pulled my shoes on. That's what she did to me. She pulled my shoes on. That's what she did to me. She pulled my shoes on. That's what she did to me. She put my shoes on. That's what she did.
You've already made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Oxford Ortho is now part of Mississippi Sports Medicine, uniting the best orthopedic doctors in the state under one trusted name. You get the same faces you know, same local care you can count on. Now stronger together as the official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. We bring that same trusted, high-level care to every clinic, every town, and every patient we serve. This is more than a new name. It's a commitment to Mississippi communities, every town, every patient, every step of the way. Mississippi Sports Medicine, rooted here, built to serve.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
It is the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. I'm Gary Yancey, Chuck in studio as we get further into the program. We'll have your text messages again at 662-426-1093. We'll have an injury report. We'll bring Harry Harrison, our All-American, into the conversation at the back end of the program. But we'll welcome in from Kentucky Sports Radio, Nick Roush. Nick, good. Well, I was going to wish you good morning, but I guess it's good evening. How are you?
It kind of feels that way today, doesn't it?
It is Labor Day, after all. We're not supposed to labor, but I'm happy to be laboring with y'all tonight.
Yeah, how you doing, my friend?
I'm just I'm excited for a little SEC football, even if Kentucky didn't look its sharpest. In the season opener, it still feels good to have football back.
Yeah,
talking about real games.
Give us a little synopsis of what you saw out there out of the Wildcats.
Well, going into the season, I had a good idea that they'd have a pretty good defense, and I think the one prognostication that came true is that the pass rush would be top tier. They had a couple of strip sacks. They weren't able to fall on the ball at all, but they really got after Toledo's quarterback Tucker Gleason. It was 10-2 for most of the game. But they never could break through because Kentucky's offense just kept making self-inflicted mistake after self-inflicted mistake. This is a team that wants to run the ball, and they did all right. They got themselves into trouble when it was time to start taking shots down the field. They had a big play overturned. Then there was interception. Then they backed up on their own goal line, had a stupid play, ran a read option in the end zone. Quarterback should have handed it off. He kept it. That turns into a safety. On the next possession, they try to go downfield, get a 20-yard gain, and at the end of it, the tight end fumbled it. So they really had three straight possessions that threw off the offense's rhythm. They never really could get into one in the passing game. But Kentucky fans breathed a sigh of relief when Dante Dowdell, a Nebraska transfer, he ripped off a 79-yard touchdown run. And that in particular, like, that was the one explosive play that really worked for him all day. They were hard-pressed to find any. But it was a bit of a surprise because he was one of two transfer running backs. Dowdell is supposed to be the short yardage guy, you know, get 3 yards in a cloud of dust, move the sticks. And Seth McGowan, who came from New Mexico State, was supposed to be the big play guy. So the fact that Dowdell got out in front of him, it was the longest run of his career. He was separating from the defense. That was a very encouraging thing to see for the Kentucky offense.
What's the general thinking up there as to what kind of team this is going to be? You guys went 1-7 last year in SEC with your only win was down here in Oxford, unfortunately for us. but what's the thinking up there? Is there a lot of enthusiasm?
No.
Okay.
It's almost basketball season.
Well, part of it is, you know, you kind of know what you're going to get with a Mark Stoops football team, where it's a defense that is tough as nails. And if they run the ball well, then okay. All right, this could be something. But there are just a lot of questions about just how good this offense can be. They've had a really bad offensive coordinator turn. This is the first time since COVID that they've had the same offensive coordinator in back-to-back seasons. But people are worried that this offensive coordinator might just stink, because I don't know if he's had a game where they've had more than two touchdowns against an SEC opponent. So, like, there's a lot of worries that they might not have the right play caller and that they just might not have enough skill talent, particularly at wide receiver. Just how much separation can those guys create against talented teams? Can they move the ball through the air down the field? That's really been, I think, you know, when you look back, this is year 13 of Mark Stoops. The inability to have a consistent passing game, it just kind of weighs on you. Not as badly as their record in SEC play at home. They beat the snot out of LSU back in 2021. It was one of Ed Orgeron's last games. Since then, they are 3-15 in SEC home games. So fans haven't had a lot of reasons to cheer at home, and a win on Saturday would go a long way and get some goodwill back from Big Blue Nation.
Well, Calzada will be, what, 37 on his next birthday?
Something like that, yeah, pretty close.
So how did he look Saturday?
It was one of those where he threw a couple really nice passes early on, and then one gets overturned by instant replay, and then he really struggled to get in a rhythm after that. And I think he was pressing a little bit. The way that Stoops talked about it and just kind of seeing him before the game and everything, you know, it leads me to believe that Calzada can be a little bit of a head case, which isn't the worst thing in the world. Diego Pavia is a little bit of a head case too. But I think his first game back in the SEC and, you know, really since Texas A&M back in, hell, was it 2019? I mean, it was a long time ago. I think he was pressing a little bit. He was trying to do too much and trying to be perfect. So the hope is, at least within the facility, that they kind of can just, like, exhale a little bit and do what, you know, live up to the coach's favorite saying, which is make your greatest improvements from week one to week two.
Defensively for Kentucky, you said this is a really solid unit. I would imagine their game plan coming in is stack the box against Ole Miss. Ole Miss has struggled to run the ball the last couple of years, and make a brand new quarterback that's never been on the road beat him over the top. Do you kind of see that being the game plan?
Yeah, and you know, that was really what they did. I mean, that's the only reason Kentucky was able to win at Ole Miss last year, is because they made them one-dimensional. And I know that everybody falls in love with Lane Kiffin because of his passing attack, but if their bread and butter is the fact that they can just gash you for 15-yard runs left and right if you do lighten up that box too much. So, that was kind of a worry for Kentucky going into this year. Mark Stoops' defenses are, we're stopping the run and we're containing, preventing big plays. And that halfway through the year last year, they just let go of the rope. They weren't tackling people. Jarquez Hunter had about 250 on him. Louisville ran for 300-some-odd yards. They let go of the rope, and so there was a real worry. The secondary looks good, and you kind of like what they got up front, but are their linebackers stout enough to make plays? Well, Alex Afari is a guy. He came over from Africa, signed up to play football because he thought it was soccer. They threw pads on him. He's like, all right, what are y'all? This is not the football I signed up for. So Kentucky recruited him to play. He was a corner when they recruited him. They moved him to safety. And he's been so good, and he's gotten bigger, so they just keep moving him inside. And he played an inside linebacker last year. It was pretty good, you know, but it's his first time. He's learning. Well, their confidence in him, it was apparent. He had 13 tackles on Saturday. He had a sack. Like, he was all over the field. And I think most importantly, he was fitting the run and like stuffing the A gaps, which that was, I think, the biggest concern. So if he is the guy that we thought he was, which he was in week one, then Kentucky can do what they want to do as far as stop the run and then try to get some pressure on Austin Simmons. Because that's really, the hardest part about the Ole Miss offense is they get going so fast that you can't really pin your ears back. So you have to be able to get them in some early, obvious passing situations. And I think that's the goal there. Because if they do, the great part about this Kentucky pass rush is it kind of comes at you from different angles. It's not like they just got one dude, 35, Steven Soles. He's the twitchiest guy they got, but he wasn't the only one getting after the quarterback last Saturday.
Well, I know last year those two twin tackles that were like 6'6", 330 each. Are both of those gone, I hope?
Well, at least one of them. But there is a guy from Horn Lake in Mississippi, Josiah Hayes, who he was playing his best football, and he ruptured his Achilles last spring, had to redshirt his senior year. So he's one of those 24, 25-year-old guys who's been around for a while that'll be rotating in. Big nose tackle, about 6'3", three bills out there. So they are big on the interior. Not as big as they were when Deion Walker was there. Now he's with the Buffalo Bills. But they'll still have plenty of heft to throw some weight around in the trenches.
Brother, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Nick.
Happy to be joining y'all, and best of luck, but not too much luck this weekend.
We look forward to talking to you during basketball season as well. You take care.
Definitely.
You too.
All right, coming up, we'll get to your text messages and more. Yep, no Deion Walker, no big Keyshawn Silver. Number 0 and number 9, still entrenched in the brains from last year.
And both making their waves in the NFL. I saw them both playing preseason games, and they are a load.
Text messages next.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Todd and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Kemble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Kemble Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, some good stuff there from Nick Roush, Kentucky Sports Radio, talking about the Cats. If you do plan on going to the game, you're looking at a high temperature of about 73 degrees. Nice. Kind of a decent day in Lexington.
Yeah.
If you're on the way up.
Perfect weather. Everything's... What time is that game at 2:30?
2:30. Right? Yeah. Yep. 2:30.
So that's good. It's not a nighttime game for everybody to get all lathered up, but I guess it's Eastern time there, 3:30. They'll have enough time to have their fun tailgating before the game.
All right, a couple of questions coming in on the text message line 426-1093. One of them, can you guys tell us the numbers comparing other great quarterbacks to what we saw on Saturday? And so it's almost not fair. I did that while the interview was going on. And let's go back. I just did two, right? I did Matt Corral, who played against Memphis in a 15-10 game where he was 9 of 19 for 93 yards and an interception. And Jackson Dart, who played against Troy, it was 18 of 27, 154, a touchdown and an INT. And, of course, now, obviously, listening to the numbers, Austin Simmons was 20 of 31, two interceptions, 341, and three touchdowns. It's almost that apples to oranges, different coordinators, different type teams, different everything to kind of compare numbers after just one game.
But at least it's something.
You get something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a good question.
Especially with Dart being under Lane Kiffin, that kind of gives you a little something.
Where was Caden Lee? There's another text message.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Oh, I think that Georgia State knew that he was our number one receiver, and I thought they put a little extra attention to him, and I thought that opened things up for the rest of the guys.
Don't you think that's going to happen pretty much a lot early?
It could. Early.
Yeah.
Got to make them adjust on that. And number two, and you know, your tight end keeps running wild like they were, then they'll have to not bracket him.
That's right. And let me tell you something. I was tickled to death with Harrison Wallace.
Let me tell you, north and south. North he gets and south. It and he goes north-south.
I love He's the way good. He aggressive he is on punt returns. Well,
I didn't know he had that much wiggle in him.
I said in the post game, he's going to break one of those punt returns or a kick return because he's going straight. He's going to get there.
I didn't know he had the cojones he's got.
he definitely doesn't mind.
He ain't scared back
no,
there.
No, he's not.
He doesn't mind.
What about the Australian kicker, first kick?
Just
absolutely bombs.
62
and then
yarder.
we get a false start or somebody's movement.
He still averaged 44 and a half.
Yeah, yeah. So. The second kick he had was another bomb. I thought he looked really good.
I did too.
Speaking of, I thought all the special teams. That's why, you know, you never talk about special teams unless something bad happens, right? Or you return a punt or, you know, kickoff for a TD. I thought they were really solid. The coverages were outstanding too.
Well, I mean, they didn't have anything to cover on kickoffs because –
not on the kick,
back line.
Was back out. Yeah.
Kicking it into the stands.
But the punts, they were all over them as soon as they called it. I thought it was fantastic.
Next one on the text message line is, why wasn't Logan Diggs the backup to Kawan Lacy?
Well, apparently in the preseason and fall camp, Damian Taylor beat him out. Simple as that. But Diggs looked good. But now, I will say this, and I'm not trying to take anything away from Logan, but – he was running against a beat-down defense there at the end.
True.
But he looked good.
He did.
He looked good.
Decisive. That's what I like about Logan. There's no tiptoeing around. He just gets after it. And with the offensive line that really is not moving a whole lot of people, moving the pile, you got to have somebody like that.
Well, and I think that we're in a pretty good shape with running backs.
I do, too.
After that game.
I do too. I was impressed even more with Lacy's performance rewatching the game than that live at the game. He looked really good.
Yeah, and Taylor can do some things.
Taylor can do some things.
And we didn't even get to see Mills Knight. I hope Mills Knight breaks through here pretty soon.
I thought Taylor was looked more comfortable in the Wildcat.
That
was kind of his strength. I thought he looked good there at the Wildcat.
Yeah. I like seeing Deuce Alexander get those on the sweeps, too.
Yeah,
I like the look of that.
The sweeps has been out for about 2 years, hadn't it?
Yeah.
But they brought it back in the playbook with that for sure.
Well, they got a guy with some speed now.
Sure.
That kid can flat run now.
He can. And I remember when Ole Miss played Wake Forest last year, looking at him going, that's a pretty good little player. Mm-hmm. They had two good little offensive players, Wake Forest.
Last thing before the injury report, if you had to give a letter grade on the offensive line, what would it be?
Oh, C.
C minus.
Yeah. But listen, you don't gain 700 yards without them doing something.
That's right.
Sure.
I mean, they had their lapses. They had their obvious whiffs. But they could correct a lot of that.
I do too. I think a lot of it was mental mistakes. I didn't see a lot of physical issues. Now, that interior lineman for Georgia State was pretty good. That whipped them a few times, but most of it was, again, those delayed blitzes, right? A lot of twists that didn't pick up on. Poor 75 got beat, exposed a few times on those.
Well, and let me say this, too. Three or four times I noticed it was 6-on-5.
Yeah.
It's hard for five men to block six rushers.
Yeah.
I mean, so – you know, that's some adjustments they're going to have to make. Keep a tight end in or do a better job running back, picking up the sixth guy. So there's a lot of factors in there that you don't just point at the offensive line.
And the good news for the offensive line, too, I thought Devin Harper, the freshman, played maybe better than anybody else. I thought Pounds played really well as well, but I thought Harper looked good.
Yeah, Harper's going to be a player.
Text messages are brought to you by Ken and Cleary McGraw, ccmoxford.com for your real estate needs. We'll hold on to the injuries, the back end of Harry here on the at the end of this conversation. We'll get into
some
injuries.
Yeah, because we really don't know crap about the injuries. We're just guessing.
We'll get those to you a little bit later on. Harry Harrison joins us next.
Ole Miss fans, football is back, and there's only one place to make picks and win money all season long, Underdog. Playing on Underdog is easy. Simply pick whether your favorite players in any sport will go higher or lower on stats. For Ole Miss, that's touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Think Ole Miss quarterback Austin Simmons will go over or under 2.5 passing touchdowns in his debut against Georgia State. I'm thinking he gets at least 3 in a Rebel rout to start the 2025-26 campaign. Could Ole Miss great and Philadelphia Eagle A.J. Brown go over 0.5 combined rushing and receiving touchdowns in the NFL opener against the Dallas Cowboys? Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. And you can play with as little as $1. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19-plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19-plus in Colorado for some games, 21-plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See UnderdogFantasy.com for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
You've already made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Looking to buy your dream home? Trust Kelly Turner, your dedicated loan officer at Priority One Bank. With personalized service and expert guidance, Kelly makes home ownership simple and stress-free. Visit TurnerHomeLoan.com to get started today. That's TurnerHomeLoan.com. Priority One Bank is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1227198.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929, 54 locations, six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. You got a little musical change-up going on me here.
Yeah, it's a new season.
Yance, I'm a little like, I don't know what to, when to talk, when to stop. But it's confused me.
Yeah, buddy said you need to get new music for the new season. I said, you're right. So, got a little music change-up.
All right, enough of that.
Was that Billy Strings or whatever? What,
no, that was, give me a second. Keller Williams.
Oh. I know Harry Harrison's all dialed into this. Hi, Harry.
What's going on, gentlemen? Yeah, y'all been discussing Chuck's playlist for a while.
Yeah. Hey, so give us your overall grade, Harry, and then we'll get into it a little bit.
Yeah, I thought it was an A-minus, Chuck. I mean, we'll take offense and defense. I thought the offense B-plus to A-minus. I thought, obviously, you know, it's hard to say when you score 62 points. That's the great news. The things that I didn't like, I thought are very coachable, things that can be cleaned up pretty well, such as delayed blitzes when the offensive lineman, you know, steps out of his lane and tries to help someone else and not paying attention to that. Or, you know, I thought Austin Simmons, for his first collegiate start, had a good night, not a great night. I thought he hurried himself a few times. He threw the ball in the dirt trying to get to Caden Lee a couple times. But all in all, threw a great deep ball, you know, just our receivers ran open quite a bit, and he was spot on. And what really helped, I thought, Chuck, was our run game for 295 yards. I thought was a heck of a night. And when you do that, that takes a lot of pressure off a young quarterback, and I thought that really, really helped. But overall, I was real pleased with everything I saw, including the tight end room and the wide receiver room and in the running back room.
Harry, when you have a physical and a good receiving tight end like Daquan Wright, he can kind of become a young quarterback's best friend, can he?
No doubt, especially when they're 6'5", Yancey, and then you bring in an Odom, Caleb Odom, who's also 6'5". Those guys usually go run short routes. Of course, Daquan Wright scored on a deep post route, but nowhere those guys are going to be, you know, matched up with linebackers. They're both nightmares for those linebackers. They both can run. And then we'll get Haas back at some point, possibly even this weekend, but it'll be soon. And so you're going to have all kind of matchup problems. But, you know, that side of the ball, when you put up 62 points, even though you're playing Georgia State, you got to factor that in. But not a terrible team. It certainly weren't a Mercer, that's for sure. But step it up in talent and toughness when you go on the road to play Kentucky this weekend.
And while Simmons did have a little bit of slow start there, and the first interception wasn't on him, but the second one was, and he got a little bit hurried, but he found his rhythm, and I mean the accuracy and the arm talent he has just really jumps out on the page to me.
Yeah, no doubt. He's got the arm talent, Yancey, and he's very, very smart. You know, sometimes you just got to let the play, the speed of the game come to you, and that comes with reps. And that was his first collegiate start. I'm sure he was jacked up in that first half, but seemed to settle down in the second half. But that's what I'm saying about, you know, when you get excited and you throw the ball in the dirt, sometimes when you got a wide open receiver and you just go, I can't believe I made that throw. But it happens. I mean, you get the jizz, kind of like getting the yips in golf. Sometimes it happens and you just can't figure it out. But you just got to slow down, take a deep breath, and let the game come to him. And I'm sure those coaches, quarterback coaches, instill that in him as the game rolled on.
And, Harry, I would think that Kentucky's game plan defensively is going to be like, hey, let's make Ole Miss try to make them run the ball. They've been struggling with that. They've got a good pass rushing defense. And get after the passer and make Simmons, you know, beat them over the top. Do you think that's pretty much going to be the game plan?
Well, I think number one is they're going to try to take the air out of the ball, Yancey. They only ran 62. I was looking at their stats today. They only ran 62 plays in their game. The team that they played, which is leads me right at the moment, but Akron, I believe it was, ran 66. So they're going to, number one, they're not going to be a tempo type team. They're going to try to take the air out of the ball and slow Ole Miss, hopefully keep Ole Miss's offense on the sideline. I think that'd be their first thing to do. But yes, I think they, after watching film, they're going to try to bring some delayed blitzes, bring some pressure on the quarterback. And of course, they would love to cause the Rebel offensive to not be able to run the football and put all the heat on Simmons for sure. But, you know, sometimes the best laid plans don't work. But I think the Ole Miss offense will be ready to line up and play against that.
The most dynamic player from my money, because we hadn't seen him much in practice. You probably have, but we hadn't in the media, not allowed to come out there much. But Penn State transfer Harrison Wallace, not only in receiving but returning punts, he's a dynamite player.
He is. He's electric, Chuck. I can't imagine why Penn State let him get away. But their system was not to throw the ball down the field. And I said he wanted to get in a system that does. But yeah, I thought even in spring practice, I said this guy's going to be the starter. And even in the fall camp, he's got the speed. Not only the speed to take the top off, but he's got the quickness too. Runs good routes. Was able to run some deep routes that Austin was getting the ball to him down the field. So, you know, when you get a hot receiver like that, it's kind of like Trey Harris last year. Some of those games, when you get a hot receiver, you just kind of all of a sudden it's like a magnet, Chuck. You're looking for him every time you're looking downfield, and I think Austin Simmons and Harrison Wallace kind of settled in on that Saturday night, and I think that combination worked out beautifully.
And the jet sweeps with Deuce Alexander, I thought, were effective as well.
What's that old saying? Speed kills.
Yep.
It still does, you know. So Deuce Alexander's got an extra motor, and of course, running those speed sweeps and getting him on the outside, I'm sure Kentucky will prepare for that. But like I say, sometimes you run that when they're not expecting it, and it picks up positive yards. But obviously, you got to have a guy with a lot of speed to be able to pull that off.
Give us your thoughts on Kevon Lacy and his debut.
Yeah,
that's the guy I've been seeing all fall, Chuck. I mean, I didn't realize he was quite as physical. You know, he should have been tackled for about a 2-yard loss down on the goal line late in the game, and he bounced off of that and scored with it. But obviously, he's got an extra gear, and he really can run the football. He was patient, Chuck, and that's what people don't understand. Our offensive line, our system is based on offensive linemen don't know if it's a pass or a run, so they're going to block that thing. It's not like, you know, 40 years ago when you lined up and blocked down with a tackle and pulled the guard, the fullback, all that. You know, we can go back in time. But these offensive linemen in the system we're in now, they don't know if it's a run or a pass. So, they've got to be conscious of not being downfield more than 3 yards, or you get flagged for that. But I thought Kawan Lacy was very patient, waiting for those creases to open up. It's not a designated, okay, let's run it off right tackle. It's not that system anymore. And so you're finding those creases somewhere between the tackles, or a lot of times, in his case, he kicked it outside, found some running room, and with his speed was able to outrace the secondary.
I like the fact that they used different people in the Wildcat as well. I thought that variety helps them figure some things out for down the road.
Well, I think it was one of those opportune nights where you got so far ahead in the second half. Hey, let's try this or that. And I think the fact that we had practiced several guys in the Wildcat, including Daquan Wright, who's, you know, what, 6'5", 255 pounds, but very athletic. But, yeah, then we ran, number 12, Taylor, last name escaped me. But Damian Taylor, it ran him, and also Lacy, and then also we ran Diggs. So Logan Diggs. You know, we've got some options there without a doubt. And I like snapping directly to him, and that way down the goal line especially gives you an opportunity to get the ball quickly and try to find that gap you're looking for. But you like those 215, 20-pound guys in that situation or in our tight end right situation, 250 pounds. You got to run straight ahead and run over some people and move the pile. So I like those combinations.
Harry, defensively, the team speed jumped out on the page to me. I didn't know they were quite that fast. And you know, we've been harping a little bit on the secondary all preseason, but they play pretty good and a lot of speed.
Yeah, I think the team speed on defense is just as good as it was last year. Yancey, obviously, we missed a Pooh Paul, and he was pretty special being able to, you know, zip through those gaps and make tackles behind the line of scrimmage. But both our weak side backers on Saturday, Yates and Chambers, both played really well from that weak side position. We kind of used both of them effectively. But T.J. Dottery, he's the leader of that group, number six. He was the leading tackler in the game with 9, and he was breaking through. It reminded me of Poop Hall a lot, and then he never gives up. I think you and I talked today. He got blocked down twice on a long run and eventually ran down the running back for them, which was Rashad Amos, 20, 30 yards down the field. But the defensive front, Yancey, is going to get better and better and better. Young group, you know, with the exception of Xavier Harris, number 51, but he is going to live in a lot of backfields this fall. He's going to disrupt a lot of things, a lot of timing. And, you know, in the second half, I thought Jam Brown, number 96, he was driving his guy in the backfield. I was looking for him to take a handoff a time or two. He was so far back there. But that group is going to disrupt a lot of timing in backfields. And I've been saying I thought our corners were in really good shape. So Ricky Fletcher, 6'3 guy with long arms, obviously played very well at one of the corners, and Antonio Kite at the other. And then you've got Graves backing him up, and then the kid from Arkansas, who changed Braxton. Numbers on me, but Braxton, and he's number two now, I believe. But those four are really good corners, and of course I've been praising T.J. Banks at safety, the number 7. He started at free safety, and I thought the other two safeties played well too. We missed on the long pass they threw. I thought one of our safeties misjudged that, let the guy run right by him, never got a hand on him. But, you know, that happened. I have no idea what the coverage call was. But guess what? Those guys could play offense too. So you're going to have some plays in a game where you give up big plays. You just got to minimize that. And that's the things I'm talking about. There was a couple, you know, gashing runs that we'll look at back and go, hey, we can stop that. Just was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Miss Reeds didn't fill a gap. Same thing with coverages. You know, you don't want to blow coverages. But I think we've got speed back there now. They can run with just about anyone. So, and the best a safety or a corner's best guy is that up front guy putting pressure on the quarterback.
Harry, two players. We're up against the break, but two players that stuck out to me on the defense were defensive end Deshaun Womack and the safety backup safety Wydette Williams. I thought both those guys. Yeah,
I agree, Chuck. I think Williams is going to get more and more playing time. He's got some length back there, and as soon as he kind of gets it all figured out, I think you'll see even more action with him. Of course, Xavier Harris, 51, stood out to me for sure. Deshaun Womack, he was excited and fired up after the guy reached and grabbed the chain from around his neck in the pregame walkthrough. So that got him excited. And
woke up
and
the elephant, huh?
Standing out there, including me.
What a knucklehead.
Yeah, I don't know what that kid was thinking, but he got benched for it. Could have gotten arrested, but didn't.
He wasn't thinking. Harry, yeah. Thank you so much, buddy. Great stuff.
Thank you, Harry.
All right, guys,
as always.
Let's go to Kentucky and come back with a W.
We'll talk to you Monday after a W.
Yes, sir.
Harry Harrison with us. I need to tell you about the Farese Group, our partner in retirement. The Farese Group has over 20 years of experience, proven track record that helps retirees invest and not outlive those savings during retirement. You need that help? Give them a call, 601-607-4141, to schedule your consultation. And like I said, we needed to do the injuries before we got done, and we'll talk about our friends at Mississippi Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic team of physicians for the Ole Miss Athletic Department. What do we have?
All right, so starting Wednesday, then Wednesday report, Thursday report, Friday report. If y'all recall, last year was the first year that the SEC required injury updates, so we'll get more information as the week progresses. But right now, all we know is that Jalen Braxton had something wrong, didn't play in the game, according to Lane Kiffin today in his press conference. He would not specify what, but he seemed to think he'd be ready for the Kentucky game. Luke Haas, the tight end, was still out, but Lane said he hinted he might be back this week. Offensive lineman Delano Townsend and offensive lineman Therese Davis are both out, and we don't know when they'll be back.
And Chuck, I noticed on the chart here, plays Dante Core, that was starting at one point there towards the end, corner moving safety, he didn't even get a snap. I wonder if there's something going on with him medically as well.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Wednesday, everybody will be probable. That'll be the first thing you get. All 90 guys are probable or questionable to play on Saturday in Lexington.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back and we'll finish it up next.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Visit the State Farm office of Romero Miller at 7164 Hacks Cross Road in Olive Branch or online romeromiller.com or by calling the office at 662-893-1212. Like a good neighbor, Romero Miller is there.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Let's start here with the SEC and Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers, the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires, as Chuck always says. You know she's worth it. Your offensive and defensive players of the week in the SEC, a couple of quarterbacks, Jackson Arnold from Auburn, Garrett Nussmeier from LSU, defensively defensive back Colton Hood of Tennessee, and linebacker Fred Johnson of South Carolina. On the defensive line side of things, Big Xavion Harris, the DT from Ole Miss. He had five tackles, 1.5 tackles for loss, the sack, two quarterback hurries, the first interception of his collegiate career. And when asked in the postgame, he said he had one at Germantown in high school also. And that he was smiling and laughing the whole way. He didn't know what else to do. could you imagine trying to – and they got up finally and got him out of bounds, I guess. Go tackle that 6'8", 330-pound dude.
Well, they couldn't block him. I mean, he went through their line every single play. The only way they ran by him is if he over-pursued and he got out of position there. But he was unblockable. And we said this all preseason, though.
And then he tore up the
Goal.
The goal.
Yeah, he ripped up the basketball goal.
Sure did.
Which I'm kind of okay. All right, yeah. Let's don't get anybody hurt over there. Yeah.
True. With
the basketball goal.
Yeah.
All right, the Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment is presented by the Grove Collective. The mission is to create and enhance NIL opportunities for all Ole Miss student-athletes.
Yeah, I mean, it was really about this weekend was getting the 27 class guys that are juniors. The 26 class is not wrapped up, but it's more than halfway there for sure. And They hosted pretty much all of the top junior linemen. The guys are six offensive linemen in this 26-7 class out of Mississippi that have been offered by Ole Miss, and all six were there. And including that is the Mississippi's number one prospect and number 17 overall prospect in the whole country is JL offensive tackle Caleb Moss. He was in town by all reports. Everything went really, really well with him. Another Callaway kid, Jackson Callaway, LaMarcus Jones was there, four-star offensive tackle. The number six defensive lineman in the country in the 27 class, four-star Ben Jarvis Shoemaker was in town Saturday. In-state offensive lineman that also hold offers Choctaw County 6'7", 300-pound offensive tackle Cordero McDaniel and Tupelo 295-pound offensive tackle Antonio Berry. Then you did have Asia Martin out of the 26 class, a four-star running back that was in town as well. But it's really setting up. We've all been talking about this offensive line, and this 27 class inside the state of Mississippi is going to be big for Ole Miss, and they were able to get them all on campus.
All right, you don't hear Ben Jarvis many times.
Not many times, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Ben Jarvis Shoemaker.
Where's he from? Name.
And I don't even know. I did not get that. Let me click here and see.
Because right, I can only think of one other one. That's been Jarvis Green Ellis. All right, so let's roll into the good, bad.
He's from Choctaw County.
Okay, all yep. right. The good, the bad, and the ugly is brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs, they have you covered. Whether it's home or business, a GAF Master Elite contractor that offers warranties that last a lifetime. Call or text 662-644-4297 or the website is riverlandroofing.com.
Well, the good, how can you find fault with much when of anything when you win 63-7? The Rebs rolled up 695 yards of total offense and held Georgia State to 260 yards, some of which was gained after the Rebs started liberally substituting. Quarterback Austin Simmons looked under control for his first start, and his bevy of skilled players to distribute the ball to were all effective. Running back Kewon Lacy went over 100 yards and looked like a quality back in doing so. Place kicker Lewis Carnero was outstanding with kickoffs through the end zone and perfection on 2-of-2 field goals. Punter Oscar Bird was solid. Punt returner Harris Wallace was electric. The defense overpowered the Panther offense as was advertised, with DT Xavion Harris was defensive lineman of the week in the SEC with the interception, a sack, a blocked field goal, and five total tackles. The bad, well, a vocal segment of the fan base has jumped on the offensive line performance pretty well, and there was some truth to that. They deserve some criticism, but it's really hard to roll up 700 yards of offense without some good things out of the offensive line. I think I'll reserve my judgment on them until they have played together another week or two.
Score, Chop, this weekend, what's your prediction?
I think we're going to break out pretty good. I say 34 to 10, 34 to 14.
I like that. I had 30 to 13. That's good.
It's about what you can see it as, right? I think mm-hmm. the same. I mean, I think it's Kentucky's defense is going to be good. They will try and stop the run and can do that, put it on Simmons, but I think he's got the talent. Watching Kentucky against Toledo is who it was. I mean, Toledo defensively did a good job of shutting them down. I know Kentucky eventually ran it on them, and that's an SEC team eventually just outlasting a MAC team.
That's right.
I think.
Yeah. That's right.
And what it is. Calzada did not look good at all.
If Ole Miss can get any kind of running game going, it's got a chance to be a big-time blowout.
Yeah.
That's going to be the key. Slow down that pass rush for Kentucky.
Calzada's daughter was probably graduating from that school.
He had his mind on other things, yeah. huh? Yeah. No doubt. All right, the show's in the books, the Rebels and the Wildcats. It's a 2:30 start coming up on Saturday.
Hotty toddy.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.